We did this practice together in both cases. We ended up holding the meats simultaneously, and they started blending together. So there was no more conflict of the meats. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, there was some details different. I could stand holding one knee and grab the other while standing on solid ground without leaving.
Hmm.
Very nice picture. It made me feel good.
Yeah, wonderful.
And secondary, I would have a technical question.
Yeah.
After we witnessed the process you did, it wasn't very clear for me what you were doing and what point of the process. Afterwards, I read the description, and it was very clear to me.
Yeah, after you read it, it was clear?
Yeah.
While I was doing it, it wasn't.
Excuse me?
While you saw the process, it wasn't clear to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it would have helped me very much if I would have read it in advance.
Yes.
So my idea is, did you ever try to do it that way around? To tell tomorrow morning we're going to do what's this, what is
yes.
described on page 13, so we can read in advance and we are clear what steps will follow.
Yeah. I have done that.
Okay.
I just didn't do it this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what reason?
Yeah. No reason.
Okay.
This is for you too.
It happens.
Yeah. I sometimes I just don't do things the same each time. You just
okay.
didn't think about it. Yeah. But
so
it is helpful. It's good feedback for me to know that it is helpful for you.
Yeah. So I would really appreciate if it's already planned what we do tomorrow or whenever to know it so we can read in the evening.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprised to see that at some point I was a little bit running or turning around like the same knees and blah 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 and felt a bit stuck, and then when we shifted to the other, there is like another energy that came and that supported the other, and it was very, very, the energy changed very fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really saw like the importance of holding the two needs, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's not clear, but like at one point it seems that we're a little bit stuck, or it's just until that we reach the other part that the energy is changing and that something can unfold from
it. Sounds like when you experience a certain feeling or embodiment of the energy, that experience itself allows the shifting or the movement or some experience where it moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if that's not there, then it doesn't allow the movement. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised and grateful that again with the help of my guide, I could feel at least something that made really sense, because
that made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoying that I experience more just being in relationship with somebody else with a kind of intention to go inside, and something emerged. And I really enjoyed that because there's no artificial thing that's happening. I do not artificially go inside and connect the emotion, stay with it. And in my processes, I get in touch with a deep need where there's no outcome about what I'm going to do, but I know that this I have chosen such a situation to for this need, and actually I see that staying with this need, it's the need just to see myself. It was to be seen, but after just to see myself, and after I just get in touch with the fact I am already what I am. I mean, and in this space, yeah, there's no more. I at that time, I don't know, maybe in the future, but at that time, there's no more expectation about do I have to choose something. It's just. And yeah, enjoying all this. It's really
nice. Sounds like the two parts I hear that stand out to me are with the presence of another, with this intention, something supports you in connecting to yourself and your need spontaneously, without artificially or making it a technique. Yeah. And that what you arrived at it with yourself is a real sense of yourself that already is here, but that you met it and could embody it.
Yeah.
And that with then the notion of choosing or outcome, just that's not there. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
There's another level of choicefulness I think I made reference to this morning. I mean, we choose specific actions. And that's a choicefulness I think that we engage in all the time. Actions choose how we perceive something, choose what we say. But then Pierre reminded me of a different kind of choice, which is what I would just call choosing to be in the flow of life. You know, at every moment, I'm choosing to surrender my resistance and simply be in the flow. That's kind of like a larger choice, I guess, a more fundamental choice. Does that fit? Yeah. Okay.
And what came up for me around that very thing that you've just named is that I realized that the thing that I really value most behind my choices is I want to make the choice that's going to best help me be in the flow of life.
Yeah.
And then when I came to that realization, I realized actually then it doesn't matter what I choose, because whatever I choose, I'm going to choose to be in the flow of life. So in fact, if I go to live in this country, or go to live in that country, just it's suddenly that, and I really enjoyed that. I had a moment of realizing that I've definitely been moving towards this moment from many. There were some pathways to being here today that I knew very clearly were bringing me here, but there were other ones that hadn't been revealed to me, and it was very clear I was coming to this real, this longing, this calling very strongly, and I was being guided towards it. So that was kind of beautiful to realize, yeah.
I just want to mention two very interesting or very nice experiences to me. One was how supportive I found it for myself, the images or metaphors in my process. It started with some kind of the idea of having a curtain where something is behind, and through this picture, or just using this kind of pictures, many pictures occurred during the process, and I found it very, very supportive, and the joy and creativity around these images. And also something which makes me more easy to reconnect with. So I'm really grateful to experience once more maybe this quality, because sometimes I also realize how supportive it is. Sometimes I maybe struggle with reconnecting and I see, oh, this is a maybe strategy or an idea which is pretty supportive to me. That's the one thing, and the other is also guiding or being with a person, experiencing a different quality with not beyond the words, but if I would just see maybe the amount of words I spend in the process is very, very little, still I felt connected or enjoyment with the with the other one, and that was still also made me insecure some moments. So this can't be everything, you know. But also being with a quality where I also trusted much more. Hey, there's resonation. There's something between us. There is.
Yeah.
There is something which I also enjoyed, and I enjoy or very much see the value of this experiencing. So the trust or the the sense of what it could be is sharpens in a way.
Yeah.
And John and I, we have had two settings, and I have experience of a different experience. In one session, there was both option, and it goes very tender in both option. It's a very every option has get the same. The same time, unfortunately. And my experience was that it was a very great thing to bring the needs together then. To feel it, to feel that, and go in it. And so, and it was in one setting, and second setting. I remember, John, I recognize. Explore it after that, and I am now that's a question, because in the other setting there was one option of the decision had more time, it's more feeling it,
okay.
And so, and then there was a decision, the other is not, it's okay, I take this. My question is what you would say would modern invite, I don't know the word, what the kind of invite me, what shall I do, and then by the next setting, of course, to invite people, like John, go try it. Go in to the second option or not? What do you mean?
What do you mean to spend more time with the second option?
Because to feel the needs in the second option, and they have the chance to put the needs together, the both needs there or was in the second, in the one and the other option.
Yeah.
That's my question. What you prefer to do?
If I understand your question for me, I want to spend, I want to connect with all of the dynamics within one need, one choice. And it could be a bunch or a constellation of different needs or aspects.
Yes.
And I may spend more time with that simply because there may be more dimensions.
Yeah.
But I want to also spend with the other option as much time as it takes for me to connect to the energy of that need. as long as I connect fully to it is what I want, which it might take less time. So if time is the part of your question,
no, not time.
It's but I want to do it as fully as possible.
As fully as possible.
Yeah, and then be able to then hold in my awareness both of the needs, and to be able to hold them both, shifting from one to the other, feeling them, allowing them, and then waiting to see what will emerge.
Yeah. In my experience is when I'm the facilitator, then the decision is always by.
Always what?
It's always by the client. Always by I'm facilitate. So my question is, you want to go when the decision, and they haven't time. I feel they can get more time.
Yeah.
For the second option, I'm invited, and I'm tried to bring it, bring him or her to the second option. Although they have decided, I don't know.
I
don't want it.
They said they don't want to go to the second option. Is that what you're saying?
They don't want to go.
Because their experience with the first one.
Yes, they take the first one.
Yeah.
And say, don't know. I don't need the second one. What
yeah.
should I do?
Well, I generally, there's a reason why they would say, I don't need it.
Yes.
There's a reason, because I'm guessing that it's the experience with the first one becomes so clear that the other one loses its energy or its priority.
Yes.
And so therefore, I want to trust in that person's shift. I trust them. I'm not necessarily going to press them to spend time here, because I'm trusting that their shift came from their inner space where they can trust that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I imagine, as most of you, if not all of you, experience that this, the reason why I think this process or the element of this practice is so important is that we spend time with connecting to the actual energy of the need. And this is the aspect of it, I think, that is transformational. So that we take time to do it, and we slow down the process to feel, because it's a feeling, not emotional feeling, but it's a feeling, the energetic of the energy or the power that we choose that moves us forward. And this is what I consider to be the embodiment of this process. I embody this, and I embody the process. We all ready to do something else? Is this complete?
Great. I think I have a tiny extra bit as well that I've discovered in my layers of wanting to be in the flow of life. What I realized was also that, so I can make a choice now based on really connecting to my wanting to really be in the flow of life. But then I also realized, okay, so that's just the beginning then. Because when I make that choice, that's a strategy, then I have to start being in the flow of life, right? Or it's you know, making the choice now from the real connection to my needs, that's beautiful and I celebrate that, but that's not the work done, right? Then I have to get into that strategy, and how am I going to be in that strategy then? How am I going to be in that choice? So then it just, really just brought it back to me then.
Yeah.
I'm going back again, and I'm just continually in the flow.
Yeah. The question, how am I going to be in this flow, is to remember to stay in that embodiment. And let that guide me, let the energy guide me. And so I don't know that there's a starting point. It's like, now I need to start to be in the flow. But it's probably more like, now I'm engaging in the action. Can I surrender and allow myself to continue to trust each moment of the flow? to trust in my inner self, in the inner movement.
And I think that's the bit that I'm realizing, it's the continual choice.
Yeah.
So I did this process and I made a choice.
Yeah.
And then I'm choosing to keep choosing.
Mm-hmm.
From there. Yeah.
It's an interesting phenomenon though, because I don't know that I would characterize my experience as choosing to keep choosing. For example, let me use a metaphor of a wave. If I'm riding a wave, I've chosen to, and I don't have to choose each time because I'm on that wave. I just continue to go with it. If I wanted to change my direction, then I consciously choose to move out of that flow. But once I'm in the flow, I don't have to remember to always choose it. I'm in the flow. It's a rough metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of seeing myself as really like with beginner's legs, and
yeah,
somehow it helps me to
yeah
to remember that I can choose in any
yeah
moment. So I
well,
think
the remembering,
that,
yeah. I think the remembering that I can choose is remembering to connect to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much remembering as a mental activity.
Yes.
Yeah, it's being vulnerable to it.
Yeah, becoming vulnerable to that, trusting in that. Yeah.